Thank you very much. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello. Before we go any further, how about that for another edition of Phoenix Sport? It was so good, wasn't it? So thank you very much indeed. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. Thank you very much indeed, buddy. Have a good one. And hello. Good evening and welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. My name is Mandy Cullen and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on your radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. Coming up, as always, we're going to have Trackwoods. We're going to be doing the Big Birthday Bonanza. And, of course, we'll be saying so long with the long song. We have got quite a packed show for you. Now, apparently, this is the day, the 20th of January, where most people give up on their New Year's resolutions. So if that applies to you, then please don't beat yourself up about it, because if it wasn't meant to be, then it wasn't meant to be. Don't worry. Because, let's face it, you are, well, you're only human, aren't you?
It's all Phoenix FM.
Songs there back to back, kicking off this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Opening the show was of course Billy Joel and You're Only Human, and in brackets Second Wind, kicking us off really, and a tonic for anyone who has already given up on their New Year's resolution. Look, don't worry if you've given up, it probably wasn't meant to be, and if it was meant to be, then you know, you'll get there in the end. Anyway, You're Only Human was released in 1985, but it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 94, and you know, it only stayed in the top 100 for a fortnight. It did make it to number 9 over in the USA and number 6 in Australia, and as you might expect, Billy Joel wrote that one himself. Just now we heard Alanis Morissette and You Learn. That was her third UK single release after You Ought to Know and Hand in My Pocket. Her first three singles all reached the top 30 but didn't quite manage to break into the top 20. You Learn made it to number 24, though it did make it to number one in her native Canada, and it's from her superb album, Jagged Little Pill, which you might have guessed because it's mentioned in the lyrics, of course. And, you know, another reason not to beat yourself up if you've broken your resolutions already, because you live and you learn, right? Okay. Do you know, a friend of mine said he's going to open a gym, and it will only open in January, and he's going to call it resolutions. How about that? Okay, I think, shall we do Trackwards now?
Trackwards.
Of Trackwards. Yeah, what do we do on Trackwards is we play a song backwards, and you've got to see if you recognise it, if you can guess what it is. So, let's see how you get on with this week's Trackwards. Sounds quite creepy backwards, doesn't it? Okay, did you recognise it? If you didn't, I will give you the answer before the end of the show. But before that, here's a bit of Dexys Midnight Runners.
Stop!
That was Fairweather and Natural Sinner. You know, that was our first one-hit wonder of the evening. How about that? Now, do you know, Fairweather were actually formed after the disbanding of Eamon Corner. Eamon Corner lead singer Andy Fairweather Lowe is where the name of the band comes from. So Andy Fairweather Lowe is not actually a one-hit wonder technically, but the new band that he set up are. Anyway, Natural Sinner reached number six in 1970. Before that, we heard Dexys Midnight Runners, and the track was Let's Get This Straight from the Start. That was released in 1982 and it reached number 17. Do you know, Dexys have had two number one hits. Obviously, they had Gino in 1980, and of course, more famously in 1982 was Come On, Eileen. Okay, now we are going to do When Were They? So this week it's going to be When Were They 20? Because it's the 20th of the month. What we're going to do here is we're going to play a track from each of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s that were at number 20 on this day. In the corresponding year, from the 1970s, the 1980s, and the 1990s. So, for instance, if you think the first track is from 1976, for example, then that means the track from the 80s will be from 86, and the track from the 90s will be from 96. So, three tracks, back-to-back, that are at number 20 in the charts on this day. But in which year?
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
three songs back to back, all of which were at number 20 in the charts on this day from the corresponding years in each of the 70s, 80s and 90s. Kicking us off was The New Seekers featuring Marty Christian and Come Softly To Me. On this day, it just risen four places in the charts from last week's number 24, and number 20 was actually as high as it got for them. Next week, it was going to drop 10 places to number 30 and then drop out of the charts completely 2 weeks after that. Do you know, a bit like Dexys Midnight Runners, The New Seekers had two number one hits. First of all, they had I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, and the other one was You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me. Okay, after The New Seekers, from the 1980s, we heard Laura Branigan and Gloria. Do you know, sadly, she was only 52 when she passed away in 2004, which is 20 years ago now. Gloria eventually reached number six in 1983, and that was her debut release. On this day in 1983, it was rocketing up the charts, having just jumped 12 places from number 32 to number 20. It was originally an Italian song by Umberto Tozzi. It was translated into English, and Laura Branigan had a hit with it, of course. And then from the 1990s, we heard Delamitri and When You Were Young. On this day, it was a brand new entry in the charts at number 20, and that was just about all it did chart-wise. Next week, it would drop out of the top 40, falling 21 places to 41, and it's from their Change Everything LP. Their biggest hit came in 1990 when Nothing Ever Happens peaked at legs 11. So, did you guess the year? Okay, I will let you know. I will not keep you in suspense any longer. It was three. So, 1973 for The New Seekers, 1983 for Laura Branigan, and 1993 for Delamitri. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s that just don't get played enough on the radio, or at least don't get played enough on the radio, in my opinion. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. I know I say it every week, but we really do only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Now, a while ago, I played you Trackwoods. Let's have another listen to that, just in case you missed it.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay. What we do on Trackwoods is play 20 to 30 seconds of a song, but we play it backwards, and you see if you can guess it. To be honest, I don't think it sounds hugely different backwards than it does forwards. It is really creepy backwards, though. Okay, we'll play another couple of songs and then we'll do Are You a Cover Lover?
A dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money is a charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And if ain't black, spend all that money on big colleges. Still, most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell
has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Window's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men can be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Window has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Window, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Window. Mr. Window, yeah. We'll be right back.
two songs there back to back. The first of which was Arrested Development and Mr. Wendell. That was their third UK single release. The first two were Tennessee in the first half of 1992, which just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 46. Then later in 1992, they released People Every Day, which peaked at number 2. That one was kept off number 1 by Boyz II Men and End of the Road. Mr. Wendell was released in early 1993, and that peaked at number 4. Then we just heard Bruce Springsteen and Cover Me. That one is taken just from his absolutely monster album, Born in the USA. That was released in 1984. Cover Me was the fourth single release in the UK. It peaked at number 16 in 1984, and it was the second single to be released from Born in the USA. The first single to be released from Born in the USA was Dancing in the Dark, and you might remember that that one made it to number 4. And Cover Me by Bruce Springsteen takes us quite neatly into our next feature, which is Are You a Cover Lover? I'm going to play two songs back to back. The first is the original version and the second is a cover. And it's up to you. You decide, do you prefer the cover or the original? So Are You a Cover Lover? Here's the first. That was the original. Now it's time for the cover. Yeah. The original and the cover of the same song. First of all, we heard the original version, which was Ann Peebles. And of course, the song was I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down. Ann Peebles' only UK release came in 1974. And that was when I Can't Stand the Rain just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 41. I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down. That song was written by Earl Randall. And it was first recorded by Ann Peebles in 1972. But unfortunately, not released as a single in the UK. But it's a real bluesy, jazzy version, isn't it? It's really cool. I really like that. Then, of course, Paul Young was next with his, let's face it, it's a pop, completely pop version of I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down. It was his fourth single release, and it just snuck into the top 10, peaking at number 9 in 1984. That one was taken from his second album, The Secret of Association. Do you know, interestingly, Ann Peebles' version is just 2 minutes and 31 seconds long, but Paul Young's is much longer. His is 4 minutes and 4 seconds long, so it's a significant difference, isn't it, in the length of the two tracks. Anyway, that was this week's Are You a Cover Lover? Which version did you prefer? And now, we've got a bit of Blur from the early days.
Underneath my feet. goes another year, in and out of one ear. Everybody's doing it, I'll do it too.
Was Blur, and the track was Bang. That was their third UK single release and their second hit. Their first release was She's So High, which just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 48 in 1990. Then in 1991, There's No Other Way crept into the top 10 and it reached number 8. And later in 1991, Bang, that we just heard, that peaked at number 4. And it's taken from their debut album, Leisure. Okay, I think we can squeeze one more in before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, can't we?
Burning up each other's love, burning up our lives. Tread all kinds of work in a miracle goodnight. Future fallen empty, knocking on the door. Ragged women and hungry mama, miracle no more. Turn it around, make it all right.
Nobody dancing.
Morning star, you're beautiful, yellow diamond high. Spend your run in my little room, miracle good night. Even flower all alone, constantly in condition. Haven't got a death wish, just want a little more. Turn it around, make it all right. Miracle good night. Turn it around, make it all right.
I wished I was a sailor, 1,000 miles from here. I wished I had a future, anywhere.
I love you in the morning sun, I love you in my dreams. I love the sound of making love, the feeling of your skin, the corner of your eyes. I long forevermore, I never want to say goodnight. Miracle goodnight. Oh, turn it around, make it all right. Miracle goodnight. Turn it around, make it all right. It was only made for me.
Don't want to know the past. Don't want to know the real deal. Really don't want to know that. Unless we know, better we feel.
We'll be right back.
bulb, yellow diamond high, spinning around my little room, miracle.
One of my all-time favourite artists, if not my favourite all-time artist. That was David Bowie. The record was Miracle Goodnight. That's taken from his album Black Tie, White Noise. And as you might expect, the song is written by David Bowie. It's got quite a quirky sound to it, hasn't it? I think it has. Anyway, it just about made the top 40 because it peaked at number 40. And it spent, well, only 2 weeks in the chart, actually. It entered at number 40, then dropped to 54, and then it was gone altogether. So, obviously, not one that the public liked.